The story of Ibrahim el-Bakrawi, identified as one of the Brussels bombers, raises an obvious question. Why was he at large? It's not just that he's now linked to the cell that organized the Paris attacks of last November. Before that, he had been convicted of a violent felony and was sentenced to 9 years in prison 6 years ago. Matthias Verbrecht is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who joins us via Skype from Brussels. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
In 2010, Ibrahim el-Bakrawi was sentenced for his role in an armed robbery. Tell us, in a nutshell, what we know about that crime.
Yeah, so in 2010, he was convicted for 9 years of prison in Belgium after he took part in a robbery of a currency exchange office in Brussels. And during that crime, he shot at police with the Kalashnikov gun.
At the time, the mayor of Brussels, I gather, was rather dismissive about this crime. It was just kind of run-of-the-mill crime, he said.
Yes, he said he used the word, the French word, fait divers, which translates as something that is not very important to report. So at that time, he got a lot of criticism from both police unions and also politicians.
In short, el-Bakrawi, this is Ibrahim el-Bakrawi, was known. This was a figure who had been in the news back in 2010.
Yes. I remember even myself very vividly the controversy around that fact. So he was definitely known to, let's say, the people who follow crime in the Brussels scene.
First puzzlement about his case. He's sentenced to 9 years, but he was on parole by 2014, 4 years later. How is that?
That's because in Belgium, after one-third or half of the sentence, people can ask for parole. This was originally created to reintegrate these inmates as soon as possible into society and to give them some perspective as to their release.
So that's not unusual in itself, that somebody sentenced to 9 years would be out in four.
It's not unusual in Belgium at all. Most of the criminal cases, people are being released prematurely.
A year after he was paroled, el-Bakrawi then turns up in Turkey. There's some dispute as to when he was expelled from Turkey. Did the Belgians know that, or did only the Dutch know that? But there doesn't seem to be a dispute that he was in Turkey, near the border with Syria. Would that be in keeping with the terms of parole?
A term of the parole can be that a person cannot leave the country. Now, in Mr. el-Bakrawi's case, Ibrahim, this wasn't set as a condition, but he did breach his conditions by not turning up to meetings that were set with judicial officials during the time of his parole. So he did breach some conditions. When the Belgian justice system knew about the breaching of these conditions, he was in Turkey already, so they lost track of him.
And then there's a dispute as to whether the Belgians knew that the Turks suspected him of some involvement with Syria and were deporting him. What's the most recent that you know on that score?
The Belgian Justice Minister, Koen Geens, has said yesterday night that his services were alarmed by the Turks that a Belgian national was caught near the Syrian border. Mr. Geens, the Justice Minister, said that the Turks, however, didn't immediately say that he was suspected of terrorist crimes. He was at that time only known to Belgian officials as a criminal, but not as a terrorist.
Matthias Verbrecht, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Verbrecht is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from Brussels.